The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
One. All right, 1380 WPHM, the year is underway, 2021. Some new county commissioners at their first meeting last night. County board met in a regular session. Joining us right now is the county commission chair, and still the chair. I'm assuming, Jeff, that we're
still the chair.
good morning.
I always kind of get a chuckle when you go through the county building. They have the different pictures of all the former county board chairman, yeah. And they're always like, where's your picture at? Well, you either quit or you lose an election. I don't want my picture on the wall anytime.
There you go. Keep it off the wall for now. Some new commissioners joining the board now.
Yeah, two new commissioners, but not any strangers to, I would say, local politics. Dave Vandenbosch, who was the mayor of the city of Marine City. He's been around, the county his entire life, and very well known, very involved in a lot of the fire services, those types of things. Lisa Beaton, who also, no stranger, city council person, city of Port Huron, they've been here her entire life also. So people that know the community, know their way around, and know people. A little different than when I first got on the board 16 years ago. I was fairly green to everything, and it makes the learning curve a little less steep, let's say.
16 years you've been on the board now. How about that?
You know, I look at those old pictures. I had a full head of hair back then, Paul. That's a long time ago.
Pretty amazing, especially when you look on those 16 years, the ups and downs in the county. And now, 2021, this is a very interesting year as we begin, and just barely begin, to emerge from COVID-19. Still got a ways to go. But what are some of the things that the county commission has on its plate for the year ahead?
You know, ironically, I have, like tomorrow, I have a meeting with a couple of commissioners, City of Port Huron, Dan Casey. We have our usual little playbook, I would call it. When we have a project that comes to fruition, sit down with the, individual property owners, sit down, talk through the project, who can do what, who can help, so on and so forth. And just there's still a lot of good things that are in the works moving forward. I mean, 2020, as bad as it was for COVID, we landed, a large automotive company in St. Clair. They're going to town if you buy there. 370,000 square foot, 50,000 square foot of office. And it's kind of interesting because my best friend, he sees the jobs that are posted all the time on there. And he'll constantly say, boy, these are some really good jobs, So it's great to hear. Larry Jones, I know that's been often talked about with the Art Van project and what he's doing over there. And, boy, I went through there last week, and he's ripping and stripping and going to town. I mean, we just closed on that thing on the 22nd or 23rd of December. I was in there maybe, a couple days after Christmas, and no grass growing under his feet there. So there's just a lot of good stuff. And I was so concerned about looking like we did, back in 2009, 10, 11 kind of stuff. Yep. And we haven't gone there. Hopefully, things can happen. We can get the vaccinations. So I actually got just on the phone with Mark Hackle about a half an hour ago, asking us how that was going. And we're just talking about all the positive stuff for us and actually in Macomb, all the great stuff that you're doing. So I guess it's just a lot of hard work and, hopefully a lot of the planning and a lot of the things that we've done over the last X amount of years has set the attitude for, people wanting to invest, via our Blue Meets Green, all of our other partners, the community foundation, counties and cities and that stuff, EPA, and it's been good.
Well, I think when you have good, strong leadership in a community, and you've got boards and commissions and communities that work together in a region, when you enter into something like we did in 2020 with COVID-19, they tend to stay strong and weather the storm. I think if COVID had hit 10 or 15 years ago, the way that things were in this community, it would have been a lot different.
You know, no question about it. If it would have hit 10 or 15 years ago like it did today, or we would have looked like that, I'd probably be living in Florida now, because I wouldn't have been able to take that. Those are some tough times early on, but we have really worked hard in the can-do attitude. And Paul, I know you know all the players. That can-do attitude, that you can't bring a bad attitude to that group. They won't accept it. We're going to continue to persevere. How do we make it happen? How do we figure it out, get it done? It's been, kudos to all the people that are involved in that group. And I really think the attitude shift, and I know the attitude shift has just been just so much for the good. I'm in Port Huron every day, maybe once or twice a day, live in St. Clair, but I drive through the communities. It's hard to find a storefront down there, mm-hmm. Traffic and just, all of the above. It's exciting times.
Really good stuff happening here in St. Clair County. What's the biggest challenge or some of the biggest challenges that the county is going to face, though, in the year ahead, especially from the, county government level of things?
Boy, when you say challenges, some of the revenues may still be the question mark, after COVID kind of stuff. We've weathered the storm fairly well. The county did receive a little bit of CARES money, no stretch what some of the larger, counties did in Macomb, Oakland, Wayne, over 500,000 people. They received, sizable sums. I think we're probably somewhere in the $3 to $4 million neighborhood, which, when you look at our revenues, some, for example, our jail is a great example of something that, we do house federal prisoners. We do, a lot of immigration, customs, that stuff. That was pretty non-existent this past year just because they weren't housing those. So those were, couple million dollar kind of hits in revenues. That could still be hanging out there a little bit. Now, I have served, for a long time. I've served through declining revenues for a long time. This past year, I think we had roughly a 3% uptick, in SEV. So it hasn't been, it hasn't been that bad. And we always address the issues. I mean, at the end of the day, these decisions can be tough, but they're necessary. And I don't see us being where we were at, where it was, decrease. There's still, we can hold our own, and we're willing to make, the sacrifices that we need to weather the storm.
Talking with St. Clair County Commission Chairman Jeff Bohm. Jeff, you mentioned Macomb County and their executive Mark Hackle and the partnership that you've kind of forged with Macomb County in recent years. I mean, that never used to be the case. It always used to be sort of a, if not combative, certainly competitive relationship between St. Clair and Macomb County. But a real partnership has emerged there, hasn't it?
Oh, I can't tell you how much it's so important. I mean, if you start thinking about how many of our people in St. Clair County work in Macomb County, roughly 40% of our people work outside of St. Clair County. I think somewhere in the 30 percentile range plus, work in Macomb. My wife's a great example. She works in the Utica school system. We choose to live out here for the quality of life. But, you need that employment. You need those job opportunities and things. And they've had tremendous amount of growth over there. And it's so important for Macomb County to do well, for St. Clair County to do well. And like we were talking about the vaccines today, Mark originally had reached out to me. They had storage capabilities for the deep freeze coolers on some of the Pfizer drugs that they were getting. They extended a hand to, St. Clair, Lapeer, Sanilac, some of the counties if they needed to house the vaccines. That's the kind of stuff that Mark is really in tune to, the more of the regional. They understand that, hey, St. Clair County, needs to do well for Macomb to do well. We need people living out here. We've tagged team a few things over the day, and I've got somebody looking to move to our area. Jeff, they want to be in the water. I can't find something for this individual? Is there an opportunity in St. Clair County? So those phone calls go back and forth, and it's very important. And I think both of Mark and myself understand that you know we all need one another.
Yeah, well, we look forward to hopefully a lot of good things on the horizon in 2021. We'll get the vaccine. We'll all be able to emerge from our cocoons. The board will actually be able to meet in the same room because you guys are still doing virtual meetings, aren't you?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I like meeting in person. It doesn't break my heart when I sit in my house in my T-shirt and pair of shorts and I have a meeting. I haven't worn a suit in a long time. And as you guys know me, I'm not a suit guy.
Right. So
that part of it doesn't break my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely be able to sit in it. Just, let's face it, those Zoom meetings have a little different flavor to them.
No doubt.
Sometimes the connection, sometimes trying to pick up, they can get a little sketchy, whether it's a Zoom or WebEx or, you know, whomever. I'm definitely a face-to-face, like to meet, you know, guy. So.
Well, hopefully, in a few months, we'll be able to get you in the studio and we'll talk one-on-one at that time. But we always appreciate your availability and your time, Jeff. Thanks so much. Happy New Year and on to bigger and better things in 2021.
Yeah. Thanks for everything, Paul. Take care.